This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we also want to thank our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from our bulk mail centers to our post offices, and not to forget about our suicide jockeys out there hauling our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel to the locations around the countryside, and, of course, to our Amazon people, the warehouse people, and the drivers there as well. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And I put my podcast tonight up on there a little while ago, a couple hours ago anyway. So you can find it over there, as well as the website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. The podcast is over there. You can hear the show over there, broadcasting live, and it plays in a loop all day and all night until the next new show comes on, so you can hear the current show over there as well and take advantage of the things we have over there. Now, we have on the phone line the man, the myth, the legend from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Everybody is present and accounted for on the porch. 78 degrees, gorgeous night, clear skies, great night to go fishing. The big fish are close to shore because the bait fish are scarring around close to shore, so that's what you got. So be careful what you wish for. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Kyle, I have to start the show tonight with just a horrible story that happened yesterday morning here in our area here in Tampa Bay. We lost a Pinellas County deputy sheriff in a horrible fashion, number one. He was run over by a piece of construction equipment, one of those big industrial forklifts. And the person that was operating the forklift, first of all, was not legally certified to drive it. That's number one. Had no qualifications to drive a front loader. And this person was also an illegal alien. Now, all too much, Kyle, a lot of these construction companies, because they need laborers, are hiring people through the Department of Labor out of Washington, D.C., or they're getting them out of their state agencies that are getting them from the feds. I found out yesterday there's a big problem out there right now with these companies employing all these illegals, and they're all out there lying, giving us fake names, giving us fake IDs. A lot of the fake IDs happen to be out of the state of North Carolina for some reason. And according to the sheriff in Pinellas County, Bob Gualtieri, this individual, I will not mention his name, fled the scene after he ran over the deputy and killed him because he was afraid after he killed the deputy, the sheriff, that they were going to catch him and they were going to deport him and send him out of the country. Now, the other thing that's going on with a lot of these construction companies is, let's say they charge $25 for the operator that's on the machine, correct?
Right.
What do you think that operator is getting paid?
Well, not that much.
About half that amount.
Yeah.
So the rest of it goes in the company's pocket. So I'm calling for right now an audit of every one of these contractors, and I'm going to give a name for a company here in a minute. I'm calling for an audit for every one of these companies that's got construction people working. You go by and you see the people and you go, man, they don't look like they're legal. Have you ever said that to yourself?
Well, you know, certainly there's a lot of times to be suspicious. That's right.
Well, they're Mexicans and they're Latinos, and it just is too obvious that something is not right because they're not blending in with the rest of them and they're over by themselves or whatever. But I'm calling right now for an investigation of all these construction companies to make damn sure the people that are working and operating this equipment, number one, are qualified to do so, and number two, are here illegally. Based on what we found out yesterday, a deputy is dead because of an illegal alien that was not certified to operate the equipment that he was driving. What a tragedy.
It is a tragedy, Captain. We understand the deputy, Michael Hartwick, I believe, had a family, two adult sons, 19-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. And, Captain, we understand, of course, the questions about, for example, the E-Verify system are coming up. They're going to be looking at that as well, how this person could pass that kind of a check.
He had fake ID.
Precisely.
They didn't run him through E-Verifier, it would have shown up.
Right. Well, again, these questions are coming up, but this points up a much larger problem. Unfortunately, Captain, we've lost a deputy sheriff as a result of this.
All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on the Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Do you suffer from chronic low back pain? You don't have to. Are you living with someone suffering from chronic low back pain? Sometimes that can be just as bad, and you don't have to do that either. Hi, Mike Gallagher here for Total Therapy Florida, a group of dedicated doctors of physical therapy who specialize in relieving low back pain. They take an individualized approach to your pain with manual therapy and deep tissue laser therapy that identifies the root cause of your pain. Then they recommend and teach you specific stretching and strengthening exercises that eradicate the pain. You don't have to live with low back pain anymore. All you have to do is book a free consultation at TotalTherapyFL.com. That's TotalTherapyFL.com or call them 941-375-8183. That's 941-375-8183. Total Therapy Florida. They're in Sarasota, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, Northport, and their newest location, Lakewood Ranch. And they accept Medicare and most other insurances. And be sure to tell them Mike Gallagher sent you. TotalTherapyFL.com.
Do you have student loans? If you're behind, if you're late, or even if you're in default on your student loans, we can help cut your payments by up to 50, 75, or even 90%. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments, we can fix your student loan problems. Just call 800-643-0718. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Call 800-643-0718. That's 800-643-0718. Again, 800-643-0718.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they make Relief Factor, and I'll tell you what, this product, all natural, works for me and has for the past 8 years. Now, if you have to take something to dull the pain, kill the pain, help you with your muscles, whatever the pains are you go through. You know, sometimes you do a workout and your muscles are all stiff and tired and whatnot. This is a product that will help you. It will just plain, flat out help you. And it's totally drug-free. Now, the reason it helps you is because what's in it? The turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. For example, my knee has been bothering me. So I've been taking Relief Factor. I took a little extra packet because of the fact that this is something that I hadn't had a problem with. And I'll be doggone, my knee feels a lot better right now. I am not in pain. I was when I started, but I'm not now. And it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, to get the product, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. At the end of the 3 weeks, it'll go on automatic shipping, if that's what you want. If that's not what you want, then tell them that you don't want to have it on automatic shipping and order it when you need it. That's all you got to do, one way or the other. But this stuff works. That's why I'm telling you about it. ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Because Kyle likes to say what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Well, speaking of pain, Ian calls the show a lot, right?
That's right. Yeah, we love to hear from Ian.
And Ian is our taxi driver, limo driver, works the Tampa Bay area. Well, we now have a tropical storm that's going to develop into a major hurricane. What do you think the name of that storm is?
You know what, Captain? It's going to be Ian.
And Ian is expected to produce heavy rainfall, instances of flash flooding, possibly mudslides in the areas of the higher terrain, particularly over Jamaica and Cuba. Hurricane conditions are possible in the Cayman Islands by early Monday, with tropical storm conditions possibly by late Sunday. Tropical storm conditions are also possible in Jamaica on Sunday. Now, early next week, Ian is forecast to move near or over western Cuba, not the mountains, as a strengthened hurricane, Category 3 or Category 4, coming into the Gulf. And guess where it's headed?
I believe, Captain, unfortunately, headed right for Florida, but essentially the West Coast as well.
Well, predominantly the West Coast of Florida looks like where this thing is going to come in, anywhere from Fort Myers on up to Crystal River. No particular definition on where it's going to come in, but it'll come in as a major storm as it stands right now. Could that change? Certainly. Could the track change? Certainly. But as it stands right now, it shows it coming the way I told you, and it shows coming to Florida, making a right turn, and then going up the Atlantic seaboard, up the Atlantic coast.
Well, that's right. And whatever it's going to do, this cone of uncertainty, as they call it, is very ominous. So right now is the time, again, to start making those preparations. If you haven't yet, make sure you have medicine. Make sure you have an evacuation plan if need be.
Well, here's the first thing, Kyle. Here's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Don't dilly-dally around, ladies and gentlemen. Buy your gas today.
Right, right.
Yep.
Yeah, in other words, start behaving as though this thing is really bearing down on you, because the time will go by very quickly here.
Yep.
And so you want to be ready. Yes.
I came out of Sarasota yesterday going to get back on the interstate to come back north, and every gas station I went by had people double-piled on the pumps that they had in there waiting to get gas, every one of them.
Wow. And of course, Captain, as people need to get out of town and so forth, using the internal combustion engine seems to be the best way to be able to do that. And not trying to get into a different subject here, but obviously the electric car issue could be a big issue in times like this, in this kind of emergency.
Let me put it to you this way. If we have a storm that hits our area, normally that knocks the power out for about 3 days, 4 days, sometimes more than that. Especially in the rural areas. And if you've got an electric car, God help you.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah.
You're not going to charge it at all.
Yep. Okay, now, being one of Joe Biden's handlers has to be a very stressful job in politics. He's making mistakes all the time. He doesn't know how the hell to get off a stage. He's looking around to shake hands for people that aren't there. It's like he's looking for Harvey the Rabbit, you know? And you just don't know what the guy's going to say, or even when he has a teleprompter spewing out the size 60 font in front of him so he can read it and see it. Now, that dynamic was front and center again as Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee event on Friday. Things went way off the rails in a very weird, inappropriate way after the president singled out a woman in the crowd and asserted that we go a long way back. She was 12, I was 30.
That's right, Captain. We have an audio of the president saying just that.
Well, we got a lot to do. You got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. But anyway, this woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
And they're laughing, you know, and all this stuff.
How would you take that?
I just take that as being pretty creepy.
I think that was really nuts.
Yeah.
She was 12 and I was 30. How were you supposed to take that?
Well, Captain, just if you flip it around, what if that was a Republican politician? Can you imagine the firestorm, of an inappropriate comment that rings at least of it being inappropriate? You just got to be, you know, you wouldn't say that. You just wouldn't say that.
Now, some good news for Congressman Matt Gaetz, Florida District 1. The Department of Justice said there is no case there. There is no there. How's that? And the case of the assertion that something was going on with him and an underage person, and that absolutely wasn't true.
Well, that's right, and sometimes it takes time for the truth to come out, especially after you have wild accusations and so forth, so the process has to play out, and it has here.
Yep. Now, you know who Adam Carolla is. He's from your neck of the woods, right?
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, Adam Carolla, very funny guy.
He's refused to apologize over comments that he made about AOC sounding like an idiot.
Well, he's entitled, number one.
Number one, he's right. Number one, he's right.
Well, number one, he's right, but he's also entitled to his opinion about things. And, AOC has said some pretty bewildering things, shall we say, in such a manner that, you kind of wonder, where is she coming from on this?
And I'm going to pick on your state one more time, so get ready. You ready?
Okay, sure.
California, folks, just cannot keep the lights on. Now they want to ban all natural gas appliances.
Well, that's right. This is all part and parcel, of course, of many things that California does. And one of the important things about when you hear something like this, Captain, you're going to see politicians around the country say to themselves, as California goes, so can go the country. They look at California as a model for implementing a lot of these kinds of restrictions. So my understanding, at least, is that they're talking about banning, for example, if you do new construction, you can't put in gas appliances like a gas stove. Now, talk to any cook, and I'll bet you, Captain, they'll tell you they'd rather cook with gas than with electricity. But here we go again. Maybe we won't
even
have electricity.
And what conserves the power better?
I think the gas.
Correct.
Stove, absolutely.
Correct, because it stays away from the power grid, so you don't have to worry about your batteries taking down the power grid.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. What are they going to cook up next?
No kidding. What are they going to cook up next? Well, they want to ban the gas-powered engines. They want to not only just make it such that you can't buy a gas-powered vehicle, but they want landscapers, for example, to convert to all electric. And, that's going to be huge cost and more tax on the power grid.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Fiona's hurricane-force winds are hitting parts of Nova Scotia as the storm edges closer to eastern Canada. The storm's currently about 120 miles east of Halifax, packing 100-mile-an-hour winds. A hurricane warning is in effect for Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Prince Edward Island. The storm's expected to make landfall in eastern Nova Scotia within an hour. Forecasters warning of significant flooding and dangerous storm surge. Former President Trump says America's border is at an all-time low. Speaking at a rally Friday evening in Wilmington, North Carolina, the former president touched on topics ranging from the U.S.-Mexico border and illegal immigration to the lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Jill Biden honoring Jackie Kennedy at the White House Friday evening with a sculpture dedication to the former First Lady. The sculpture is titled Jacqueline Kennedy Medallion. This is SRN News.
We've all seen that moment in movie credits that says no animals were harmed in the making of this film. As a film director, I rely on the 8 decades of experience American Humane brings to safeguarding animals on set. They consult on scripts, advise on locations, training, veterinary care, and so much more. As a director, nothing is more important than making sure everyone is safe, and that includes the animals on set as well. And thanks to the passionate people of American Humane, we can.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-820-6058. 800-820-6058. 800-820-6058.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And you folks down there are in store for a treat. You're going to be able to see him at Robarts Arena. He'll be there this morning when they open the doors for the gun show down there at 9 a.m. He'll be there until I get there. I won't be there until about noontime, so Jeff will be manning my table down there until about noon. I'll be in my same place where I normally am, towards the back wall. You'll see the banner when you come in. You'll see my banner up in the air, and I'm right next door to a couple of my friends that I see all the time, my veteran buddy beside me. So there you go. So stop by and say howdy, howdy. And if you want to see me, I'll be there at noontime. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow.com is the place to go, and the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com is the page to go to, and use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything that you want and save big bucks, too. Now, you can also call 800-641-5459, get a live person, and ask any questions you want, and order your products that way, too. I will tell you that they're selling a lot of things, so they've cut down on the buy one, get one, because they don't have a lot of supply left. And they're replenishing it with a new product line. Now, I'll give you an example of what we're talking about. The all-season slippers are now taking the place of the MyPillow slippers. And the all-season slippers are made better than the other ones were. They've got more padding on the bottom, number one. They've got more insulation on the top. That's great for the winter time. Stretches that you're going to have walking around. Your feet will stay warmer. And you can get a pair for $29.88 on the one pair of the slippers, $29.88. Now, that also will get you a free book from Mike Lindell. You'll get his book absolutely free with any purchase that you make. And don't forget, you can check out his other website, mystore.com, for different things that you might want for your kitchen or your living room or your dining room or your bathroom. They got all kinds of stuff in there over there. Now, again, I'll send you over to the right place, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think we have a little sentiment that everybody can relate to. You just had something you said just a minute. I got a situation. You had to get up and do what?
every once in a while, a skunk and a dog come together. It's not good.
And the dog lost.
Actually, she held her own pretty good. Skunk ran away, but the skunk
got the dog.
Yeah, just a little bit, but it's hopefully starting to dissipate by now. It's not the first time that it's happened. I've had other dogs that have had encounters with skunks, it has been a long time. But yeah, she'll be fine.
Now, Joy Reid from MSNBC, who we're going to call a professional race hustler, absurdly has compared Ron DeSantis and his mask policy to whipping up race riots. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, Captain, sometimes I wonder who's really watching this show, The View. Are they watching it for incisive political content? I don't know what they're doing sometimes.
Well, is Joy Reid on The View or MSNBC?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I meant to say MSNBC. You're right.
Yeah, because she's on her own over there, and I don't think anybody's watching her.
Yeah, well, that's right. No, you're correct. She's on MSNBC. I was thinking Joy Behar there for a moment. For what I was just saying. I'm curious, though, about somebody like Joy Reid, because obviously they want to bend everything into this sort of lens, the lens of racism and this kind of stuff. And it's really sad because, again, I think it follows. It's not really incisive political thought. It's there to sort of drum up something, and that's not a good way to go.
Now, a new poll has come out, and nearly 7 out of 10 say that they're feeling less safe with Joe Biden in charge as president.
Well, I don't think anything different than that, only because, Captain, the whole attitude, Democrat prosecutors, DAs, and so forth, they seem to be following this bizarre thing of no bail, of, don't prosecute, of get people out of prison, and this kind of stuff, where it's a lot less safe for the community, but somehow they think it's a political boon for them. And notwithstanding as well, the people coming across the border who are here illegally that also have really bad criminal backgrounds, from what we can tell in many cases.
Now, President Joe Biden has challenged Democratic voters on Friday by saying if they elect at least two more senators, just two more senators in the November elections, it would open the possibility of the Democrats being able to remove the filibuster and restore federal abortion rights for women. Well, federal abortion rights for women, correct me if I'm wrong, they still have the rights. They just returned the rights where they were supposed to be to begin with at the state level.
Well, of course, and that's the heart and soul of that Supreme Court decision. But the Democrats not wanting to waste the ability to drum up some kind of bad political problem, they're wasting no time to do that, of course. And, of course, the filibuster as well, Captain, is designed to make sure that you can't have a tyranny, another kind of tyranny of the majority. The filibuster is there to make sure that the party in the minority doesn't just – need not show up at that point. I mean, if you really want to make it like California, where the Republican legislators don't really need to show up, well, then eliminate the filibuster, and there we go.
Can you help me out with an explanation of something here with all of this?
Sure.
Okay. Since when is abortion a federal right?
Well, remember, it was found in the Constitution, discovered somehow as a right to privacy. And that's really the basis of where that decision, the original Roe v. Wade decision, was based on, as I understand. But it's certainly not explicit. And so this is what the justices are saying now, that this, since it's not explicit, it's not really found in the Constitution, it reverts back to the states. Although you're being told by the vice president and others that there was a right that was there, it was clearly defined, but now it's been, quote, taken away from you. And that's not what happened.
Now, here's something that's rather interesting. The National Archives have said that they will not share any of the DOJ Trump probe information with members of Congress.
That's very interesting, indeed. You know, I'm sure that there are some issues with oversight that maybe would, no pun intended, trump, you know, the idea that they're saying they're not going to share.
Easy for you to say.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Now, until now, national media outlets have kept a tight lid on the border crisis and Joe Biden's failures to put an end to it. Instead, the national media has attempted to turn the midterms into referendums on Donald Trump and abortion. Now, the buses and flights of migrants to key media centers like Washington, D.C. and New York have punctured these pretexts. Axios reports that Google searches on abortion in Mar-a-Lago have suddenly decreased. And while that searches on the border crisis have vaulted to the top 10 of all the services, people want to know what's going on the border. Now, these media outlets have been heavily criticizing Republican governors like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott for conducting, quote, end of quote, stunts. However, these transports have focused and forced so many sanctuary cities into declaring emergencies over tiny fractions of the traffic border states get every day, and now those emergencies have forced the media to cover it when it should have been covered all along, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And DeSantis and Abbott have reset the midterms and its coverage back to its proper basis on Joe Biden and the Democratic control of Washington and its disastrous results when it comes to the border. People now understand, again, that Joe Biden is responsible for what's going on the border.
Precisely. You know, Captain, one wonders if this might be going a different way if, for example, the folks up in Martha's Vineyard, just to take that as an example, would have said, welcome, we're so glad that you're here, you know, this kind of thing. If they would have reacted entirely differently, they might have shifted the entire debate, but they didn't. What they did is they reacted exactly the way that I think a lot of people expected them to, and that was, oh, wait a minute, no, you're not supposed to come here. You're supposed to be elsewhere, and that spoke volumes, didn't it?
All right, hang on there. We'll be back with Kyle Warren here in a little bit, but we got to take a break right now, Ron. We're just headed in the dooryard, and we'll talk to him after we come back. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with more.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between
news, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever want to record what's showing on your screen? Maybe it's a video call, a gameplay, or a series of steps to get something done. You don't need to buy a separate app or program. I'm Kim Commando with how to record on your PC or Mac screen the easy way, brought to you by NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system. Get one-of-a-kind flexible financing at netsuite.com/Kim. Let's start with Windows. You probably don't know that Windows computers come with a terrific screen recording tool called Xbox Games Bar. Xbox Game Bar. Even though it's designed for gamers, it works for all sorts of purposes. You can record yourself in almost any Windows app, so it's ideal for anything you might need to record on Microsoft Office 2. On your Mac, it's three keys. G, Just hit Shift plus Command plus 5 to record the whole screen. You can also select a portion of the screen if you'd like to leave everything else out. I have the steps on how to use both over at Commando.com. Just search for Record Computer Screen and get my new daily podcast. It's about 30 minutes. It's called Kim Komando Today. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. The dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. But over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Get visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. Prepare for uncertain times by identifying rising costs, automating processes, and finding where to save money. 93% of customers improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. That's netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7 and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of the dark.
love that song, Black Velvet. What do you think there, Kyle?
Oh, I love it. Alanna Miles, 1989, a classic, Captain.
Yeah, we haven't played that in a while, so that's why I played it right there.
Well, that's right. And, you know, astute listeners and new listeners to the Captain's America Third Watch would love to know that this is the most requested song ever on this program.
It is, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, now, the Tropical Atlantic is alive, and we'll get into that in a minute, folks. And we are watching Tropical Storm Ian right now for the impact it's going to have on the U.S., and we're going to see it. It's just a question of where and how. Now, the Tropical Atlantic, as I said, is getting very busy. We do have some activity out west. It's not all that much, but it's enough for Kyle to say whatever it is that's going on out there. So talk to me.
Well, Captain, you know, some nights, you know, I do feel like the Maytag repairman out here in the West. That's because, well, and actually, it's good news for our truckers and our friends out there driving across the highways.
It's a lull before the storm.
Well, that's right. So what we're looking at right now is we're looking at some heat warnings and heat watches coming up in the Southern California area. This is going to be coming up as we go over the weekend and into next week. We're going to start getting up into some higher temperatures. So that's one thing to watch out for. We do have an air quality alert up near Eugene, Oregon, along Interstate 5. And I think this has to do with some smoke in the area. So you want to be careful there as well. Looking at the radar map right now for rain, we don't really see any rain on the radar map that's happening at this moment. So you've got some clear sailing out there, clear driving, as it were. So, but as always, be careful. Absolutely.
Well, we'll talk about Texas for a minute before we move on into some other areas. Texas, right now, you're going to run into some dirty air, if you will, around the Fort Worth and Dallas area. Plus, there's also a mixture of a little fog in there tonight, so you'll have some of that to deal with, so it's going to make life interesting. Again, Houston down towards Galveston, you've got that same quality air issue as well as some fog rolling in from the Gulf, and then it's hit or miss on down to Brownsville and Harlingen Way. And then again, closer to New Orleans tonight, moving across over probably around south of Baton Rouge, coming over, you got some hit or miss fog over in there. It goes all the way over to Mobile, Alabama. And then we're watching the tropics as South Florida right now. A lot of rain expected over the next few days as Ian decides whatever it's going to do. But South Florida is going to get all the rain first south of Lake Okeechobee before we see it up this way, and it decides to do whatever it's going to do. Now, moving on up the coastline, we've got Fiona, which is pretty much pounding the New England area up around Cape Cod and on up to Nova Scotia. This thing is predicted to come ashore in the next hour or so up in Nova Scotia, eastern Nova Scotia, with about 100-mile-an-hour winds. So that could make life interesting up that way. It's very cold tonight in upstate New York. Up north to Lake Champlain, over to Watertown, and up to the St. Lawrence. Also very cold in parts of Vermont, parts of the Hudson River Valley around Albany, and out west right now along the, along the Pennsylvania and the New York state line for about 100 miles. You got some frost going on in there. So chilly temperatures, be aware of the fact that winter is just around the corner, right?
Exactly right. It's starting to show. That's right.
Now, the other thing, Kyle, is we had something we were going to mention here, and this is probably a good time to mention it, and that was about the economy right now. And again, as James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Yes, of course.
Or we could say it this way. Hey, stupid, it's the economy. Because people need to wake up. They need to wake up and understand that this economy that we've got was not this way under Donald Trump. It's all thank you, Joe Biden, and the policies you put in. You are taking our country down into the toilet.
Well, that's right. And what we need to do, Captain, is we need to do something. And America can do something. It was doing something. But now we're not only faced with problems here at home, but we're looking at global problems, especially when FedEx, starts to warn about global slowdowns or things like that, or they start eliminating workers or routes and things, this is a big deal. So America can continue to drive forward, but we have to have the right policies in place to do it.
Well, they've already got a global slowdown going on. FedEx has already laid off people because of it. And we knew about this a couple of weeks ago about 3 weeks ago when it was first mentioned that they were going to do this. So that's no surprise there. But what the surprise is going to be is if these companies don't wake up and understand that they're going to be in the same mess.
Exactly right. And now with the interest rates hikes, we're going to probably see even more of that. It's going to have massive effects.
Yeah.
Even effects on property owners in terms of their loan-to-value ratios and so forth. It's going to have a big deal. Yeah.
Do you remember Newt Gingrich and the contract with America?
Oh, of course, yes.
Well, guess what the Republicans have turned around and done?
They're doing the contract with America.
Almost the same thing. It's called Commitment to America.
Yep.
Yep, and they announced it yesterday, and you'll be hearing about it all weekend long at the Talking Head shows, especially Sunday morning.
Well, that's right. Now, why this is so very important is because it begins to give people those clear choices in this midterm. So it's not nebulous. It's not, well, maybe it'll get better. Maybe they could do something. I don't know what it might be. But this gives you a clear choice. It gives you a definition of what you're voting for across the board with this.
And it worked for Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich did a lot of what they proposed and put out there. So I'm going to say that when it comes to Kevin McCarthy and the crew, that they're going to do their very best to put out as much of this as they can. They might get some blowback on some things, depending on what's going on, and they won't get everything they want. But they're certainly going to work very hard at trying to do just that.
Well, of course. And you're also going to see the Democrats trying to basically poo-poo or shoot down anything the Republicans are talking about. But, Captain, the voters will look outside their front door and see what's happening in the world and not believe.
Hillary Clinton yesterday made reference to a group of grown men at the Trump rallies and their hands up in the air. They had their hands up in the air. You know what I'm talking about, their hands up in the air. You know what she was referencing that to?
What's that?
The Nazis.
Well, yeah, they did.
Without saying it.
Yeah.
What a moron. Okay, Kyle, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Hang on. All righty, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and I'll be back after the top of the hour news with Rod Edwards. So don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-772-4165. 800-772-4165. 800-772-4165. That's 800-772-4165.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Fiona's hurricane-force winds are hitting parts of Nova Scotia as the storm edges closer to eastern Canada. Storm's currently about 120 miles east of Halifax with 100-mile-an-hour winds. A hurricane warning is in effect in Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Prince Edward Island. The eye of the storm is expected to make landfall in eastern Nova Scotia within the next 1 or 2 hours. Forecasters are warning of significant flooding and dangerous storm surge. Former President Trump says America's border situation is at an all-time low. Speaking at a rally Friday evening in North Carolina, the former president touched on topics ranging from the U.S. and Mexico border and illegal immigration to the lawsuit filed against him by New York Attorney General Letitia James. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy detailing his commitment to America agenda, including policies to combat inflation, illegal immigration, and only allowing women to take part in women's sports. McCarthy talks about the impact of inflation at a press event in Pennsylvania.
You know, I ask everybody across this country, could you afford to give up 1 month of your wages? 1 month of your wages. The sad part is these Democratic policies has already taken 1 month of your wages. So now the struggle that you have is you're living through 12 months with only 11 months pay now because inflation is so high.
McCarthy's teased the agenda for months as a pledge that can help the GOP take back the House majority and act as a blueprint for governing in 2023. The agenda includes a slate of general policy recommendations in four categories: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. Speaking at a Democratic National Committee event, the president said he would codify the right to an abortion into law if two more Democratic senators are elected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Mexico proposes a plan for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
Addressing the United Nations General Assembly Thursday, Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard proposed having India and the Vatican lead a UN-backed dialogue for peace between Russia and Ukraine. But the proposal was rebuffed by Ukraine even before Ebrard gave his remarks. In his remarks, Ireland's Taoiseach Michael Martin called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine and campaign of destruction.
We have to name what we are seeing. These actions taken collectively show Russia behaving as a rogue state.
In Ukraine, voter referendums on becoming part of Russia begin today in four Russian-held regions. I'm Mike Rossia.
A Democrat Texas congressman has a plan to reduce the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the border. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is proposing the creation of safe zones on the border of Guatemala and Mexico where people can apply for asylum. News and analysis at Town Hall.
Odyssey.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
You've heard me talk about Total Therapy Florida, the doctors of physical therapy who are passionate about relieving your pain, restoring your function, and improving your lifestyle. Well, they just introduced a mobile service which brings their restorative therapy to you in your own home. This really helps when you can't get into a clinic because of your complications or you can't drive yet due to your surgery. Total Therapy Florida comes to you. You can also use the mobile service before surgery for stretching your muscles and loosening your joints. Many orthopedic surgeons see much faster and more successful recoveries when the patient has had their muscles and joints properly prepped and stretched for surgery. And now Total Therapy Florida brings it to you in your home, and it's all covered by Medicare and most major insurance companies. Give them a call on the hotline, 941-375-8183, 941-375-8183, or go to TotalTherapyFL.com, TotalTherapyFL.com, and visit any of their clinics in Lakewood Ranch, Sarasota, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, and Northport. Tell them Mike Gallagher sent you.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the semi-drivers, men and women that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also our bulk mail haulers out there taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, not to forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe. I'm on Parler. I'm on Gab. I'm on Getter. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to the end. America, make it all one word. Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. If you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it there, streaming live right now, and then the show will stream the current show until the next new one comes on. So there you go. All right, joining us from, well, the other day was a little chilly. Joining us from the chilly tundra, which is what it was the other day, up in Michigan, we have got Rod Edwards. Here we come to save the day. That means that Mighty Ron is on the way. Oh, boy. All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, there they go. They're going back in. It's so comfortable down here, it's hard to figure out.
Yeah, it's great weather. It's only 54 degrees, so that's not too bad.
Well, I saw a frost. I saw a frost earlier this week up there.
Well, that was way up north, though.
Yeah. Was it that far away from me? I was watching it. Because right where our affiliate was, we had people telling us they were down to a frost level. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things have happened since you and I chatted on the internet. The GOP has come up with a commitment to America similar to the contract with America put out by Newt Gingrich a few years ago. And I understand Newt Gingrich was involved in this.
Yeah, he was. And it is very similar to the original contract with America. And it's good to see the Republicans coming together finally putting forth some good ideas together in a nice, concise manner and standing and running on those issues.
Yeah,
that's really good. And it's more organized, and they seem more united now. They did say also, I think it was McCarthy or one of the other leaders, they're trying to also move away from Trump although it was Trump that inspired the Republican Party to finally fight back anyway. So I found that interesting as well.
Well, don't buy the hype of trying to move away from Trump. They're not exactly doing that. The people that said that, though, were people from the Washington Post and The Hill, which I have no use for either one of those.
Yeah.
Now, mandating voter ID at election polls, increasing access for election observers, ending the proxy voting in Congress, making the U.S. energy independent again, sharing up the domestic supply chain, closing loopholes on catch-and-release border policies, criminalizing all illicit fentanyl, cracking down on prosecutors and DAs who are lax on crime, and establishing a select committee on China issues are all part of this. And there's more to go along with it. But that's some of the stuff that they probably won't hear him talking that much about. But this is important, what they're doing right now. Because they
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Everyone you named was very, very important.
Yeah, and of course, promising to deliver an economy that's strong as in a nation that's safe. Republicans have vowed that their agenda will get the nation back on track, and I believe it will. And I believe the people are going to take a look at this. And even though the Democrats are trying to deep six it and say things that aren't true again, imagine that, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I pray it doesn't work because, you know, and it won't work as long as the Republicans stay consistent on the message and stay strong on it and keep pushing real hard and don't let the liberals, I mean, the leftist Democrats, to control the conversation.
Well, you've got a Democratic president that doesn't even know which way to turn to go off the podium when he gets up on it. So more and more of that is coming to fruition. We're seeing more and more of that. He's lost on stage. His handlers have to go around and move all around to make sure he goes the right way. I've never seen anything quite like it.
No, it's embarrassing. We chuckle and everything, but honestly, Captain, it's very embarrassing, especially on the world stage. We're supposed to be the leading nation of the planet, and here we are. We have a president who's wandering around on stage with his hands up, and you know, halfway up, and they're pointed straight out, and he's looking around like a retard like that. That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah. Crazy looking. Well, hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
International travel is open again. So now is the perfect time for that trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. A trip to the Holy Land will bring you face to face with one of the most fascinating countries on earth, more than just a vacation. This meaningful trip is your opportunity to enjoy the freedom to travel again, walking the ancient streets of Jerusalem where Jesus walked, sailing the Sea of Galilee, and floating in the mineral-rich Dead Sea with its healing and rejuvenating power. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza, along with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, personally invite you to experience Israel with them this November. To book your trip to Israel, log on to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Then call 855-565-5519 to secure your spot. Call today, 855-565-5519.
It's a Prosperity Minute with Greg Ellie and the Prosperity Group in Sarasota.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And if you're 59 and a half, did you know that you can do what's called an in-service rollover with your 401k? Most plans allow this. Why should you do this? Well, if the market loses 40%, you've got $500,000 in your 401k, you're down to $300,000. Let me show you a way to protect your 401k by doing the in-service rollover. Over, and we'll transfer that asset into something that's safe, guaranteed, and will give you a reasonable rate of income. Give us a call.
Safe money strategies from the Prosperity Group include retirement planning, wealth management, tax planning, and estate and legacy planning. The Prosperity Group, online at mymoneyissafe.com or call 800-440-0434. That's mymoneyissafe.com or call 800-440-0434.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published. You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we are back and we are going to listen to an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. Here we go.
I was the first radio commentator who years ago declared that the government school system is the number one enemy working against our republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, what is taught or indoctrinated into one generation dictates the direction the nation takes in the next. For decades, millions of robotic leftist America, liberty, God, and family haters have been churned out by regressive leftist educators hell-bent on fundamentally transforming our great republic into a second-tier tyrannical nation. Now, groomers like Stacy DeCourcy, the principal at Excelsior Elementary School in Minnesota, is without parallel and without parental permission promoting a book entitled Jack, Not Jackie, which is about a toddler becoming transgender and cross-dressing. Principal DeCourcy claims the book is phenomenal and is being added to the school's media center. This one situation is an example of the utter hatred of children, a structured society, and God's specific design of humanity. The time has come for parents who truly love their children and all who appreciate our republic to unite as one to overcome transgender and all other efforts to permanently damage our nation beyond repair. We must also seek providential guidance and God's forgiveness for allowing such madness. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Constitutional Grounds also has the delicious taste that many are raving about. Because when you want coffee, you want the best, and Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Now, I've got a little Turvis tumbler here, 20 ounces, and I'm going to give this a little taste test. Boy, that is good. That is really good. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website, take a look at what's there. He's got several different kinds to order. And remember, we hear this voice in our ear that tells us constitutional grounds what?
Here's the coffee you want in your cup.
Now, there went that bass man out the door again, I'm telling you. So we get what we get. All right, well, very good. And that is good coffee, and I appreciate that. So there you go. Now, back to the drawing board here. Let's see. Being one of Joe Biden's handlers has got to be the most stressful job in politics. You know, the guy, you never know what he's going to say, even when he has a teleprompter spewing out some 60 font in front of him, big enough to where you can see it without worrying about whether or not anybody else can see it, because the whole audience can read it right along with him. And that dynamic, once again yesterday, was front and center as Biden spoke at a Democratic National Committee event. Now, things went way off the rails in a very weird, inappropriate way after the president singled out a woman in the crowd and asserted that we go back a long way. She was 12 and I was 30. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. You know what, Captain?
I mean, I know we deal with a pervert from time to time, but that sounded like one of those statements.
You know, when someone becomes demented and they're suffering from chronic dementia, brain deterioration, sometimes they start acting out or verbalizing what they really are, what they can't cover up anymore. And he's just exposing himself, his mentality, and what he...
Well, be careful about using that word, because we know he likes to shower with the little ones.
Oh, man, that'll make you want to gag a maggot.
Yeah.
That's enough to make you throw up. But, yeah, I think he's revealing his inner feelings and things of that nature. So this is what we're witnessing as this guy continues to fall apart mentally. He is truly a dead man walking in some aspects, at least when it comes to the brain. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, a horrible, horrible reflection on our country, a horrible embarrassment to our republic, and it's not going to get any better, Captain.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk about one more thing here before we go to the phone line. An FBI investigation cleared Matt Gaetz, and the DOJ said that they had seen nothing that he had done that warranted any other further investigation, and it cleared him once and for all because he'd been saying that all these accusations against him just weren't true. And, yep, apparently that's the case.
Yeah, and so hopefully now that they found out that all the things that they've been saying were untrue, hopefully he'll come back with some legal action because they were just going nonstop after Mr. Gaetz.
That's what they do.
And they tried to create problems in his family. Potentially that could have been very bad for his family situation. But, of course, as he asserted from the beginning that he was innocent, there's nothing to find, and they didn't, so they're going to Nutsville because they didn't find anything. So, and that's just the way they are. They'll just come after you with a lie and hope the people believe it.
All right, let's go over here to the telephone line and see who we got. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and do you have a question for Mr. Ron Edwards?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric. And
I hope you have a question for Mr. Ron Edwards.
Yeah, real quick.
Good morning.
Brappis going backwards. He wasn't called Pedo Pete for nothing in texts and emails on his son's laptop. That's number one. I'm going backwards here.
Oh, you're
number
talking about two, Biden.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Number two, we're talking about this kind. You guys are mentioning a lot of media that's talking about the Republican contract with America and how
that's not. But that's not what this is. This is a commitment with America.
Understand? Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Commitment to America. Okay, and then you're echoing sentiments of what President Trump had said. Well, what was his platform? He wanted to get back to basics, get back to the way it's supposed to be run. So in my opinion, I don't see any ululations that should be had regarding what's going on with the commitment to America, because that's what, quote, they are supposed to be doing already, standing up for the common.
The Democrats are going to do what's in that commitment? I don't think so.
No, that they mean in the Republican GOP party, okay? Now, There's also, there's talk in there about funding the police, refunding the police.
Right.
Okay? That's not the federal government's job to be worried about local police departments and police actions. That's the state's. There's also language in there regarding, you, and you'd mentioned it, about voter access, or excuse me, polling access
right.
to, for monitoring elections.
Yep.
Okay? That's not the federal government's job. That is a state's issue. That is a constitutional issue. If people would remember this thing called the 2020 election, that's where all the problems were, because the people were attempting to bring, how should I say, unsuccessfully.
Yeah, it's money they're giving to them. It's not them doing it. It's money.
Lawsuits and PAC, special political action committees, that sort of thing. So what I'm saying is, Kevin McCarthy, should the Republicans take over the House, is not the person that's going to ensure that the Republican caucus, the non-freedom caucus, I just call it the establishment caucus within the Congress, is going to enforce this. There's going to be hemming and hawing.
Let's let him answer this because we won't have time.
Roger that, sir. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Okay, you heard what he said, Ron, but I'm telling you, you learn from experience, right?
That's true. But he had very, very good points, and Kevin McCarthy is not one of those that I personally would trust to carry this out. But in reading the ideas that they have listed, they're all good. And I agree, though, that it is the state's responsibility when it comes to funding the police. But I think in that vein, they were just speaking about encouraging that.
Right, right.
Not officially making it federal. I think they're just talking about let's encourage the states to do this.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Because I got it right here in front of me. And these are suggestions. These aren't things that they're going to do. These are quote, end of quote, suggestions. And for example, let's see here. The first one is promising to deliver an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe.
But here's one thing that concerns me, Captain. Unlike when they were able to work out deals with Bill Clinton, I don't think that they would be able to work out these kinds of deals and get him to sign on.
You're talking about Biden?
Biden to sign on.
Because
yeah,
Biden's not, Biden is not running the show. It's people like Ron Klain and whoever else is in that mix that are running the country. It's not Joe Biden. We know that.
Well, whoever is running it, I'm just saying they're more hard-nosed than the Bill Clinton's crowd and his crowd. And I don't know if they would compromise and work with the Republicans.
And the big thing that they're going to emphasize is they're going to go heavy on law and order, education, and the economy. And the GOP wants to recruit 200,000 more police officers nationwide and advance policies to strengthen border security. Doesn't say anything about how they're, you know, again, this is money they're going to give to them. But anyway, I got to run. I'll talk to you next week. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody. The Edwards Notebook guy, Ron Edwards. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Stephen Huer, in 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Russia's Vladimir Putin is losing a war with Ukraine he never should have started, and so he's threatening again to use his nuclear option. An estimated 70,000 Russian forces have been killed by Ukraine's inferior forces. Ukrainians have also destroyed 2,000 Russian tanks. Bullies don't like to lose, and so Putin has called up reserves. This cannot be a popular war in Russia. There are no firm figures on how many have left Russia for freer and safer countries, but one economist estimates the figure may be over 200,000. Why did Putin start this war? I think it's because he thinks President Biden and his administration are weak. Look at the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan. The Chinese have made a pact with Russia, though they're now wary of too much support because the war is not going well. China has got to be looking at Taiwan and seeing how even a superior force can be thwarted by people with something to defend. Ronald Reagan's approach to the Soviet Union worked. He believed in peace through strength. The opposite is war through weakness. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Captain, I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
You know, I've been very fortunate in the fact that I was able to find Dr. Bill Spyropoulos from Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I've been tinkering around, or let's say that this way, the doctors have been tinkering around with my left leg and then my right leg, meaning both legs, for the past 22 years. Now, that being said, Dr. Bill was able to correct and identify the problem I was having. And he started with wound care of the leg and the foot. And, of course, I got involved with the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And that really turned things around dramatically. And now we're just doing a little what he calls maintenance, although that maintenance hurts from time to time, like my knee. Now, my knee tonight has felt really pretty good because I did some smart things yesterday. I didn't do anything stupid. I really could have because I was doing some displays, setting up some displays, but I chose to back way, 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 way off and had somebody help me do some stuff, especially at my second location down at Robarts Arena in Sarasota, because those people down there They know me and they know the problem I've got. But let me just put it to you this way. If you've got diabetic food, foot care problems, if you've got limb salvage going on, general podiatry, and you want to try the hyperbaric oxygen system to see if that'll help you with the ulcers that you have on your legs, which are the open wounds, then this is a way to do it. This is a way to do it because it works, and you don't know till you try. And all you got to do is call Dr. Bill at 727-896-4615. He's a former Navy doctor, so he knows what he's talking about. And in no uncertain terms, I will tell you he saved my left foot. They were talking about amputating my left foot at the ankle, which was something they wanted to do a long time ago because of the nature of the injury. And I said, nope, I'll see if I can make it go. If I got to do something different, then we'll do something different. So, to make a long story short, give them a call, 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos. Give him a call. He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing, and he can help you, especially you veterans out there that you've been getting the runaround from the VA. And, boy, we could write books about that, couldn't we? All right. Let's go to the phone line, and we have got the professor of politics back with us, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the UN rights experts are now citing more signs of war crimes in the Ukraine. When are they going to do something about this? This is Russia they're talking about right now, Russia. They found a bunch of mass graves.
Yes, exactly right. Well, Captain, you know, there's so many things happening because of the invasion of Ukraine, and Russia continues to sit on the Security Council, for example. Russia hasn't called it a war, but it is a war. They call it a special military operation. But the atrocities, the rights violations, and so forth, it's just an unbelievable laundry list at this point. And you're right. How long can this go on?
Right. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, not to be outdone, has extended her proxy voting rule until November 10th. Well, isn't that just ducky? Why do they even need that anymore?
Well, yeah, good question. I think these are last gasps, really, right, of the Democrat regime, as it were, in the Congress. So, you know, we're going to see what happens in November, but Nancy Pelosi is probably not going to be calling the shots after that.
Well, it is time for the citizens of America, the voters of America, to once and for all retire Nancy Pelosi. Because I'll make a prediction right now. She will not last in Congress, will not want to be around if she's not the Speaker.
Well, of course not. It's an amazing departure. You know, right now, I mean, she'd be, what, third in line to the presidency. You know, you're the Speaker of the House. You obviously have, you know, all kinds of briefings and things of that nature and so forth, continuity of government. And the prestige, obviously, the come down from that will be almost unbearable.
And she's already said she would like to be the ambassador to, gosh, the Pope or to
the
Italy.
Vatican. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, well, and that could be in the offing. But, you know, it's in other words, you try to save face in some way. Well, I'm moving on to other things that are, you know, still very interesting to me. But at the same time, though, Captain, I think the sea change that the Democrat Party may have to endure here will be very significant. But once that happens, watch how they begin to turn on one another in ways that we can't even imagine at this point. We know that the far left helps to control the Biden administration with the climate and the wokeism and all that stuff. But just wait until they're not really in power anymore, at least in the legislature, and they really turn on themselves.
Well, the other thing is we understand that, again, Russia's having this terrible problem with the young people. It's like everybody that's, you know, of draft age is leaving Russia. They don't want any part of being conscripted or drafted or activated through their reserve units to go back to the Ukraine. They don't want to go.
Well, I think, you know, the real information is filtering through that this is a losing war. For all intents and purposes, Russia has lost. other than the fact that they can keep pouring some resources there. But really, ultimately, the fact that Vladimir Putin could not pull this off means that they view him, I think, as a desperate tyrant who is willing to do anything, and they don't want to pay for that with their lives.
And everything that's transpired this week has caused the stocks to crater. By crater, I mean the Dow has hit its low for 2022 right now amongst the fears of the R word, a recession.
Well, of course. It can only go on for so long, and the markets, of course, are going to react. People are reacting. People are right now, they're trying to buck up and sustain spending by using credit cards and by dipping into any savings they might have. But that's only going to last for a little bit before consumers start to pull back. And as consumers start to pull back, then that's going to be a major blow to the economy. And, of course, right now stocks are volatile and it's heading downwards. And all this becomes a self-perpetuating thing.
And Representative Budd, who I believe is running for Senate in North Carolina, has said at a Trump rally that Joe Biden has made your life worse. Well, no kidding.
No kidding. Well, the famous phrase was, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? This
no.
is what Ronald Reagan had asked.
Nobody can say that. Nobody can say that they are. No.
Nobody can say that. You will find some true believers who believe only that, yes, we are better off because we have now the wokeism or stuff like that. But none of that is significant in the sense of how people really do feel about their lives. And so, yes, for all intents and purposes, Joe Biden has made people's lives worse.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. And the World Bank president, who happens to be a Trump appointee, has apologized, but he will not resign over his climate change comments.
Well, but you see, why can't people have opinions about things or express how they feel
yeah.
about something?
And what does the World Bank have to do with climate change to begin with? Nothing.
Well right, because it always goes back to control. Oh, you're not, and really control and the party line. If you're not parroting the party line, well, then you have to be canceled. You have to be cast out, basically. And so we used to live in a world, Captain, where people said what they thought, but now people have to say what they think you want to hear them say.
Now, who's the one that has those little satellites that they fire up in the air for the internet? Is that Elon Musk?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I think he has a program for that, yeah.
All right, well, the U.S. is about to let tech firms boost the internet access in Iran.
Well, and that is, you know, trying to pump in information that's going to come from the outside world. That's right, and that's a good thing.
Okay, but I think Elon Musk is part – Starlink, that's it, Starlink.
Starlink, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk is one of the ones that they're going to give permission to – try to do some business with Iran. We'll see how that works out.
If it's unfiltered, yes, absolutely.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're going to be coming back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to tell you about the roads out there. We're going to tell you about the hurricane that's bearing down. Well, it's a tropical storm, but it will be a hurricane by Monday. We're going to tell you about that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
We've been restricted by YouTube. We've been restricted by you. I said, what do you mean we've been restricted? Well, one of your videos that was posted on YouTube got us a restriction. I said, which video? What did we do wrong? It was the video of the axe man. The segment we did of the guy with the axe in the McDonald's who carries around an axe in his backpack. He was making a statement in that McDonald's. He was mad at the men that he got into a fight with. So he pulled out an axe. He smashed glass. He smashed countertops. He swung the axe threateningly at terrified young women. And New York City didn't see fit to put him in jail. I talked about this on the show yesterday. We played the video that we got from the Fox News Channel. Hi, Salem News Channel. If a video contains violent or graphic content that appears to be posted in a shocking, sensational, or disrespectful manner, because Lord knows we don't want to disrespect the man with the axe, right? It's less likely to be allowed on YouTube. Hence, YouTube restricted that video. Because you know what YouTube is doing. My boss, I said to my boss, well, what did we do wrong? He said, nothing. They just don't like you. They want to silence conservative voices. But what would they say the answer is? How could my show's video be censored by YouTube under the grounds that the video we played is violent, graphic, or shocking, sensational, and disrespectful? You know what it is. YouTube doesn't want people who might come across the video online to realize that what I'm saying is true, that Democrat policies are causing this. Reflects badly on Democrats. It makes Democrats look bad. And YouTube doesn't want to make Democrats look bad 48 days before the election. YouTube is trying to impact the outcome of an election. Isn't that election interference?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekday mornings at 9, here on AM 930, The Answer. Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We saw fit up.
That is a honky-tonk stomp. Well, we played that earlier this week, and I liked it so much I wanted to play it again for the weekend crowd. That's Brooks and Dunn with a honky-tonk stomp. And Kyle, I'll give that an 85?
Yeah, I'll give it an 85, and that's a cool-sounding song. I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Yep. Out in the country. All right, well, you take it away there with what's going on out west. I think we've added one more cloud out there somewhere.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking at, of course, the heat coming up is going to be in the Southern California area. This is going to be from Ventura all the way down to San Diego, out towards Riverside County. But over near Borrego Springs out in Indio, it's going to be an excessive heat warning. This is going to go all the way down to a little place called Brawley. This is down way down in Southern California as you head towards the Mexican border. So you definitely want to be aware of that if you're going to be trucking into California over the next few days over the weekend and into next week. Air quality alert. This is up near Eugene, Oregon, along Interstate 5. Rain on the weather map, or I should say on the radar map. We got nothing to speak of right now, Captain. And so it looks like smooth trucking out there tonight across the West. So be careful out there.
Wait a minute. There's one thing that you and I need to talk about since we both love baseball. Congratulations to Albert Pujols for hitting number 700. He joins a group of four in that club, the 700 club.
That's exactly right. And it happened, Captain, as they were playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep.
And I believe they won 11-0 against the Dodgers. And so what a great thing for Albert Pujols.
Yep.
He is a great guy, and he is the real deal. And to have this honor and this great thing in baseball, just more power and more kudos to him. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
You are absolutely spot on. Okay, now let me go over here and hit to the Midwest to begin with. Let's do the southeast corner of Nebraska, the southwest corner of Iowa, and the northern half of Missouri. You've got dense fog going on right now. So if you're coming across I-70 out of Kansas and you get to Kansas City, you'll run into it there, and then you'll run into it east all the way about two-thirds of the way across Missouri right now. It looks like it's spreading. Now, you do have some inclement weather. It's not only a hazardous weather outlook, but it's also some fog and a mixture down there in the Texas Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Houston and Galveston. You've got a little mixture going on down there, same thing. And then it bounces down to McAllen. And then from about straight south to Baton Rouge over to the New Orleans line, Louisiana, Mississippi line, you've got some fog in there, so be advised of that. Florida, South Florida, rain. It's going to continue to rain as this system that we'll talk about in a minute gets closer. Also, you've got a rip current up the east coast of Florida on up into, looks like the South Carolina, Georgia line. And this hurricane that's up to the north, Fiona, is getting ready to come on shore up there, Kyle, in Nova Scotia. And Maine is under a tropical storm warning all the way to Quebec and Nova Scotia. So that's going to be significant up there. And the water is really disturbed up there from what we can see. So you got a lot of stuff going on the ocean right now on the shoreline. And then of all places... You've got a frost advisory in upstate New York over into the southern part of Vermont tonight, and also in the Albany area, and also out along the state line of New York and Pennsylvania. So isn't that something?
It really is. Yes, this is pretty significant. Yeah.
Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, please, my friend.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And between now and October 31st, if you join the My Rewards Plus program, go to pilotflyingj.com. You can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline every time you buy a gallon of gasoline there. So it's a great deal. It's a great reason to join up. Also, pro drivers, you want to join the My Rewards Plus program as well, because September is Driver Appreciation Month.
And how,
Pilot, go ahead.
How do we hear your show?
Oh, well, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, you can find Pilot Flying J at pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a good day, and we'll probably be talking about Ian a little bit more.
That's very true, yes. You too, Captain.
All right, you take care, Kyle.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And now we're going to go over to the phone line and to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, I'm going to read this because I am furious about what took place yesterday, right a quarter mile away from where I live, I might add. And by the way, they found the guy in the woods across the street from where I live. How do you like that?
Yep.
Now, this company that these people were working for, and there was two of them so far that we know of that were here illegally, they were illegal aliens. This guy that was on this loader that ran over the deputy was not even certified to be on it. He told people that he'd worked for with equipment, but he never should have been on the damn thing to begin with. And we got the Department of Labor involved in this. We got the Florida Department of Transportation. And then we've got this construction company who vouched for them, Archer Western. I'm telling you, we need to have a full-scale investigation of every one of these job sites. And if there's illegals there that are working on them, throw them the hell off the website, the job site.
Well, you're missing a big thing here, that this illegal killed a Pinellas County deputy who was directing traffic. Mm-hmm. And the deputy was killed instantly, 19 years on the force. And DeSantis is, in fact, furious. He has called for a full-scale investigation, including how many companies in the state of Florida have illegals working for them that are uncertified and so forth and so on. So, yes.
And this guy's identification that he had was from North Carolina. He had a fake ID, a fake name. They were lying about whatever they did. They don't even know if the name that we have for the guy is legitimate or not.
Correct. And he ran.
Yeah.
He knew that he had done this. And
they arrested him and his buddy that was covering for him.
Correct.
Yep. Oh, this is just so terrible.
It's awful.
Yep. It took me 2.5 hours to get home yesterday, too, because of the search they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait, but that's okay. I told the one deputy, he looked at me kind of funny, but he got my drift. I says, you know, go ahead and let me home. I said, you don't need to worry about us over in my neighborhood. They've all got shotguns. That guy shows up, you weren't going to find him anyway. They're going to blow him away. So the deputy just looked at me like, oh, okay. He didn't know what to say to that, but I'm serious. I mean, had he shown up in our neighborhood over there, they would have shot the guy and asked questions later. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. Yep, we are the bosses of applesauce, and they work for us. It's about time we realize that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Dow hits its 2022 low as financial markets sell off on recession fears. Correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
Stocks took a sharp decline worldwide Friday on worries the already slowing global economy could fall into recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.6% and closed at its lowest level since 2020. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%, closing at its 2022 low set in mid-June. The NASDAQ slid 1.8%. It left the major indexes with their fifth weekly loss in the last 6 weeks. This week, the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world aggressively hiked interest rates again, trying to puncture inflationary pressures, but also raising concerns too much too soon could lead to recession. I'm Mike Gracia.
A second look at the facts show that President Biden this week misrepresented not only an abortion bill proposed by Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, but also the teachings of his own church. Bob Agnew reports.
The president said this week Graham's bill includes, quote, no exceptions, rape, incest, no exceptions regardless of age. In fact, the bill does have exceptions, especially for minors, and in cases of rape, incest, and physical danger to the mother. The president also said his own Roman Catholic Church, quote, doesn't even make that argument now. In fact, the Catholic Church Catechism affirms life sacred from the moment of conception and says, quote, since the first century, the church has affirmed the moral evil of every procured abortion. This teaching has not changed and remains unchangeable. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Democrat Texas congressman, Vicente Gonzalez, has a plan to reduce the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the border with the creation of safe zones on the border of Guatemala and Mexico. These places people can apply for asylum. This is SRN News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. 800-233-4295. That's 800-233-4295.
The superintendent of the Los Angeles School District says Narcan will be available to students who overdose on fentanyl.
Over the past few weeks, our system has been deeply impacted by the injury to some students and the death of at least one student as a result of an unacceptable level of availability of narcotics, of opioids in our community.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. A revival of the hit show Cops, set to debut this month, the former longest-running reality show in American history, will return on Fox Nation September 30th. After 45 years, James Earl Jones is retiring from Star Wars. The voice of Darth Vader announced he's officially signed his voice rights over to Lucasfilm. Now, sound editors will use old recordings and an AI program to create new dialogue with his famous voice. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey. Find us online at theanswersarasota.com.
York, install confidence.
Howdy, folks. Chris Cashy here with AC Today. Inflation Reduction Act? I know you've heard of it, but you're probably wondering how this applies to me. You see, AC Today has partnered with York on a program that can save you thousands of dollars on a new Inflation Reduction Act eligible energy-efficient air conditioner. That's right. You can save up to $4,500 off the cost of a new energy-efficient air conditioner that includes a 10-year parts, and get this, a 10-year labor warranty as well. We can wrap this in a 25-month no-interest program to make getting a new system and locking in today's prices something that everybody can afford. So if you're looking for a company that you can trust and that's locally owned and operated, call AC Today, 941-755-1336, or visit us at actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air and micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail center drivers out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post office. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon sorters working the warehouse as well as the drivers out there for Amazon. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all the same way as Captain's America. Captain, throw an S on the end of it, and then add the word America to it, Captain's America. And that's how you can find us over there. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I know you're having a good time on the mountaintop because it's going to be a great weather day. Now, I don't really know how to take this, but I'm going to say it the way the story says. Being one of Joe Biden's handlers has to be one of the most stressful jobs in politics. You just never know what the guy is going to say, even when he has a teleprompter spewing out size 60 font in front of him that the audience can read. Now, that dynamic was front and center as Biden spoke at a Democratic National Committee event on Friday. Things went off the rails in a very weird and inappropriate way after the president singled out a woman in the crowd and asserted that, and I quote, "We go back a long way. She was 12. I was 30. How in the hell are you supposed to take that one?
It's just creepy. And
it is.
But, you know, smelling hair, remember that one?
Yes.
That's creepy. And, you know, taking a shower with his daughter,
oh,
that's
boy.
Creepy.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it comes down to not just the handlers.
Yep.
But it comes down to Jill.
Yep.
She's the closest to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think she's as creepy as he is.
It would appear that way. Birds of a feather, as they like to say, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Matt Gaetz was cleared of any wrongdoing by the Department of Justice and the FBI. They've dropped their investigation. So that is done with after about 2 years of just almost every day hearing something.
Correct.
So I guess...
So where does he go to get his reputation back?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I'd be suing everybody I could sue, I think.
Well, we can try.
Yep. Adam Carolla, California comedian, refuses to apologize to AOC after making the comment, "She sounds like an idiot." Well, she does, so why apologize?
Yeah, exactly.
But you got her and you got Rashida Tlaib, and let's see, I haven't heard much out of the other ones lately, have you?
Well, I think some of them are lying low because they're, you know, on the House side because they're all up for
re-election.
Correct.
They don't want to say something to get in trouble.
You know, the left can say stupid stuff all day long, and they never apologize.
No.
So, mm-hmm.
Now we have something else out of California. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get stranger, California, as we know, can't afford to keep the lights on. Now they want to ban natural gas appliances.
Well, you know, the sad part about it is that these people are bailing out of the state.
Yep.
And but it goes actually beyond that because I think they're doing this to have this completed by 2030. But it also includes natural gas furnaces and heaters.
Yep.
And natural gas is the cleanest burning thing that we have.
Right. And if you have a problem trying to produce electricity, why wouldn't you go to natural gas?
Well, we used to say all of the above.
Yeah.
You know, if you want nuclear, if you want fossil fuels, if you want coal, if you want natural gas,
yep.
Geothermal, solar, wind. You go to all of the above.
Yep.
But, you know, what they're saying is that we want to control, you know, ocean-going vessels, locomotives and aircrafts. And so, you know, pretty soon the only way you get to California is if you fly in through a glider.
How about an electric train? I can just see that.
Oh, that's still burning something. That's coal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here comes the music. I'll let you go. Have yourself a great weekend and look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Okay.
All right,
we're
Denise.
Not going to do the next segment?
Yep. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got, doggone it. I looked at the clock wrong. You're right. We are going to do a segment. Hold on. I looked at the clock wrong. That's the second time I've done that, folks. Sorry. My bad. They moved the clock on the wall. And I went to look for the clock and I saw the wrong time. Okay. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Because no matter what and no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Hurricane season is here, and there's a lot we need to do to prepare our homes. It's important not to forget about electrical safety, from generators to surge protectors. Mr. Sparky is here for you before, during, and after the storm to provide the best in electrical care. Give us a call today.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
To talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, and Geico has been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million people and counting. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, how about maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You want to get a hold of Geico by going to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. Now, if you want to really save some serious money, you can bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you'll save a bunch of money, no doubt about it. So the website to check, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check them out, and see what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Tropical Storm Ian coming our way. I'm going to read the advisory here. Ian is expected to produce heavy rainfall and instances of flash flooding, possible mudslides in the areas with higher terrain, particularly over Jamaica and Cuba. Doesn't talk about Florida till the third paragraph. I'm going to skip to that. It says early next week, Ian is forecast to move near or over western Cuba as a strengthening hurricane and then approach the Florida Peninsula at or near major hurricane strength, which is at least a Category 3, with the potential for significant impacts from storm surge to hurricane-force winds to heavy rainfall. While it's too soon to determine the exact magnitude and location of these impacts, residents in Cuba, the Florida Keys, and the Florida Peninsula should ensure that they have their hurricane plan in place and closely monitor forecast updates through the weekend.
Well, that's what we're doing. DeSantis declared, I think, 23 counties.
Yep, I think it's more than that, 24 or 5, but that's okay.
In a state of emergency?
Yes.
I will tell you that last night I had to go out and get some of the special, more of the special fuel for my generator.
Right.
And gas stations. A lot of gas pumps around me were already out. Some people are already experiencing shortages or out of stock on bottled water.
Yep.
And I'm not, you know, some people are complaining about that, but, you know, I say, you know, that's a good thing. That means that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's preparing.
Correct.
You know, and I'm kind of doing the same thing. I was outside yesterday moving in pool stuff, you know, patio furniture and that kind of thing. I'd much rather do it now and have nothing happen.
Yep.
So that's just what you do. You start paying attention and looking at the vulnerabilities around you and for yourself. So it looks like still the models so far are showing that it will be at a Category 2 just south of Tampa. So we'll see.
Yeah. I got some that say 3 and some that say 4. There's about 4 different models, so we don't know where to look. So you need to look at all of them and then, you know, they'll hone in on a specific track as the days get closer, so then we'll know what's going on. Oh, by the way, this is rather disgusting, but only in California. The California governor signed a bill to allow human composting.
I didn't read that one. I'm glad I didn't. Carry on. Go to the next one.
It's happened, so, but of all things, it's unbelievable.
Well, let's segue on that one, because I don't know if any of the viewers or your listeners saw the piece that Fox News ran a couple of times yesterday when they went to the facilities where they're doing the preparation and autopsies on dead migrants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad there that they've had to call in and buy extra refrigerators to store these bodies that they can, because they can't get to them that fast. They don't have the facilities or the professional people with those skills to do that.
Right.
But they are also having to bury these people. And I think so far in one particular cemetery where they're burying these dead migrants that die for various reasons, they don't have anything to put them in. They don't have the money to put them in, so they're just kind of putting them in quasi body bags and burying them, and then using PVC pipe as a headstone.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that into itself is a chilling condition, and I would be sending every video or picture that I could to this White House just on that. You know, these people that are preparing these bodies for burial, they have to go through all the normal procedures. They have to fingerprint these people. They have to see if they can put some kind of a name to it, to them. You know, whatever information that they have to create these files. And I can't think of anything more awful than
Well, I can, but I mean that's on the list of awful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and unfortunately, it's what's happening. And I know last night I heard one of the sheriffs said that they had recovered two more bodies. In the river. These people just show up. They're just drowning, and they just show up, and they might have drowned a week ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Yeah. All right, well, the National Archives says they will not share the DOJ Trump probe information with Congress.
I saw that. I'm not sure what to make of that. I can't figure out just yet, or haven't concluded just yet, if that's a good thing or not a good thing. Because if you share things with Congress, at least it, on one side of the aisle, it's a legitimate concern for what was at Mar-a-Lago. On the other side, they would expose it and say that Trump was a national security risk and he's a thief and this and that and this and that. So I'm not sure I know where to go with that one.
All right, let me go real quick over here to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Real quickly, Anthony from Tampa. You know, let me just put this in the lap of this administration. Void of conscience, disgraceful. The blood of those people lays in the hands of Biden and his administration. What is AOC so empathetic about the suffering of the illegals? Where is she at? I don't see her forking any money or any interest or time. So, for sure, this administration, the left, are guilty of blood.
Yeah, you're right, Anthony.
Touché.
All right, thanks very much for the call. Okay, he's right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with him. You know, hat tip for calling in and saying it. I mean, I absolutely agree. I mean, yeah, there's a company down here in, I think it's on the east coast of Florida, Blue Line Moving or Blue Line, whatever it is, I think it is. It's owned by a veteran, and he has taken a crew a couple of times down to the border to clean up the mess.
Yep.
To clean up what all these illegals have left behind.
Yep.
And it looks like a third world country. And sure, while his crew is there, he has seen people that have and attempted, because he's a veteran, but he has seen shootings, he's seen girls being raped, he's seen dead bodies, and you know, he's still trying to do his duty, but in on a domestic front as a veteran. I mean, we have yet to hear some of the other kinds of consequences and other kinds of stories outside of news media, and there's one of them, about what's happening here at the southern border. And there are a lot of fixes. There are a ton of fixes here.
Right.
But
okay.
Yeah, Cass Sunstein, he's actually the border guard, not Kamala.
All right, hold that thought, and folks, I'll be right back with more. Caller, hang on. Denise Simon will be back on Monday, as we come back with more. In the meantime, we're going to take a little break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnserSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes the week at a new low for the year. Fears of a global recession rattled markets, with tech stocks and energy shares leading the sell-off. The Canadian school system may be defending a male teacher who's been wearing huge prosthetic breast at school, but the school board's having none of it. The video of the male teacher in class wearing shorts and extremely oversized prosthetic breast went viral on social media. The school system responded by saying its hands were tied due to the province's human rights code. A Wednesday school board meeting included a motion to change the school's dress code. Bronx residents outraged at New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house 1,000 illegal immigrants in tents in their neighborhood. One resident called the mayor a hypocrite for claiming to be a sanctuary city, but moving the illegal immigrants out of his neighborhood. And in honor of Public Lands Day, admission to America's national parks and monuments is free today. This is
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm still mad at timeshare companies. For over a decade, I've been fighting to clean up the timeshare industry by getting folks out of bad timeshares. But after all those battles, I'm still asked, how do they sell timeshares for $25,000 when they're available online for only a dollar? Here's how they do it. They lie. They tell you things like, timeshare is a great investment. You can go anywhere, anytime, or your maintenance fees will never go up. Everything they do to get you to sign a timeshare agreement is part of a well-planned trap. If you've ever been held hostage at a timeshare presentation and bought, Wesley Financial Group is here to help. To date, we've canceled timeshares for over 16,000 families. And I guarantee you this, we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation guide. 800-226-8833. That's 800-226-8833. 800-226-8833.
York, install confidence.
Hey folks, Chris Cashy here. Dog days of summer got you down? Are you worried about inflation rising faster than your thermostat? Well, I've got the solution for you. AC Today and York Manufacturing have buybacks and incentives in place that bring the price down to acquire a new AC system to pre-pandemic pricing. That's right. So if your system is just not keeping up, call AC Today, not tomorrow, at 941-755-1336. That's 941-755-1336.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you. That's Frank Salvato, my brother of the badge from Chicago. He was a firefighter there for, about 20 years till he retired because of problems that he had, too. He got hurt on the job. Now, I want to say thank you to Mike Lindell for allowing me to be one of his spokesmen on the radio and elsewhere, because Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company, they're at it again. They're at it again. Now, they've been doing a lot of these BOLOs, buy one, get one, and now they've run out of so much stuff, they can't do that quite as much as they were. But if you go over to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Lister Specials page at MyPillow.com, you will see what he has left to do the buy one, get one on. Now, the promo code will always be Captain. That's your promo code, Captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And see what they have to offer. Remember, all you have to do is make one item purchase, and you'll get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. And that's a $25 value right there. Now, I personally am suggesting to the folks that they try the all-season slippers, only $29.88 for one pair. That's the all-season slippers. You save 66% on them. So go on over, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. And there you go. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. And on the telephone line, we have Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
on the military news yesterday, I heard that at West Point, they're teaching their new students not to call their mom or dad. They're teaching them to call them caretakers or guardians. And I'm thinking the Republican Party should jump on that, because every Democrat out there has a mother and father also. And they will tout their mother and father and give them honor. So if you can't say that as a fundamental tenet of communism, that's what that is.
Yep.
Exactly what that is. So it's being taught to at West Point. So
yep.
It needs to be reversed.
And like I plan on asking my friend that I'm going to be with on October the 16th at our event that we're having here with Salem Tampa, our battleground speaker tours event, because I'm going to be with a retired 3-star general, former superintendent of the West Point United States Military Academy, and I am going to ask him that question. I'm going to see what his answer is.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? All right. That's Mary, and we appreciate that. I gave her a chance to ask a question. Now, Saturdays we do things a little bit differently. Okay, let's go back over here to what we talked about when we came in with the show. There is a brand new Republican-led Parents' Bill of Rights, which would expand school choice, provide post-pandemic resources for students, and block biological males who identify as female from competing in women's sports. Thank you. About time we did that. Now, the commitment to America, which is what they came up, that's their similarity to the contract with America, or contract for America. Their commitment to America statement will bring the GOP leadership back to its commitments as pro-lifers as well. Now, the National Right to Life Committee says that the GOP is promising to protect the lives of the unborn children and their mothers, highlighting the difference between the two major political parties. Now, we do know that the Democrats are basically, and I'll call it the way it is, the party of death. They believe in abortion right up to the tail end. And, of course, as you heard Stacey Abrams the other day, well, there's no heartbeat after 6 weeks. What's that? Geez. These people can't be that dumb, but apparently she is. I'll make an exception. But the commitment, this is similar to the Gingrich contract, and he was involved in this, by the way, putting this together. The House GOP's commitment to America gives a nod to the earlier error led by then-Speaker Newt Gingrich. But he updates it with economic, border security, social policies designed to rouse Donald Trump's deep well of supporters. And it just might. We'll see. We'll see. Because, again, the preamble of the commitment to America accuses Capitol Hill Democrats of creating crisis after crisis, and even worse, ignoring the voters' priorities and showing contempt for their values. In short, the Democrats have led America off track. Now, promising to deliver an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable, Republicans vow their own agenda will get the nation back on track. And speaking in Pennsylvania, the House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, backed by a cross-section of other GOP lawmakers, rolled out the GOP's agenda. He said, and I quote, "We want the economy to be strong. This means that you can fill up your tank. You can buy groceries. You can have enough money left over to go to Disneyland and save for the future. You can watch your paycheck grow. They'll no longer shrink. And after speaking to a group with concerns across America with increasing violent crime, amongst other things, McCarthy added, "We have a plan for the nation that's safe. That means your community will be protected, your law enforcement will be respected, your criminals will be locked up." And the proposal that they have about the police not only making sure that they get their money that they need to finance the police departments, but also adding as many as 200,000 police officers back to the rolls after we saw that many, if not more, taken off the rolls. So they're on the right track. And I can't wait to see a little bit more than what I've got. Those are the basic notes I had for what I had for what I watched on television. But when I get the new report, I'll print it and then I'll post it on Facebook amongst other places. Because this is too important to not talk about. Well, we had Hurricane Fiona, which is now going ashore in Nova Scotia and parts of Maine, I might add. Maine is also going to be affected, the northeastern corner of Maine, by this storm. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses in Puerto Rico were still in the dark 5 days after Hurricane Fiona made landfall there. Power shortages have forced grocery stores and pharmacies to close and are threatening the lives of people needing medical care and treatment. Emergency crews are working through equipment setbacks to restore power and running water to hundreds of thousands of people. Wow. Again, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. And, of course, we see what we see when it comes to the weather, and all of a sudden we've had all these storms just emerge at one time. Well, you had to know they were coming. You had to know they were coming. We weren't going to go through the summer without getting some sort of major hurricane in the Gulf, which so far we've lacked. And it sure looks like it's coming this time. So we'll wait and we'll see. I won't say a lot about what's going on until I have more to say. But right now, we're still watching to see where this storm is going to go and how violent it's going to be. All right, when I come back, we're going to talk about David Malpass, the president of the World Bank, and what the Democrats are trying to do to him. He is a Donald Trump appointee. He's a pretty good guy, and we'll see what they're up to. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we close up the weekend edition of the program, and I shall return with more.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
Aw, honey, I can't believe you gave me toe fungus.
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I gave my wife toe fungus for the third time. Even after all the treatments I tried, all the money I spent, now my family was also dealing with this nasty problem. My doctor then told me that toe fungus is not just a cosmetic problem and that it can spread and get worse. He introduced me to a new and different routine that flushes out even the most difficult cases of fungus. It's called Crystal Flush. After just 3 minutes each day, my toes were looking better and better until the fungus was completely gone. Just imagine finally winning the battle against yellow, crumbly toes and being able to go to the pool or beach in total confidence. Call now, and for a limited time, you can try Crystal Flush risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-354-1862. That's 800-354-1862. Try it now risk-free. Call now, 800-354-1862, or visit crystalflush.com.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
Learn more at SurroundSarasota.com. That's SurroundSarasota.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much. And you'll be able to meet Jeff today, this morning, certainly. He'll be over at Robarts Arena at the Two Guys Gun Show there. They open the doors at 9. You'll be able to see him. He's way to the back in there, and up against the wall, and they have, you'll see the banner when you walk in the door. Look straight ahead for where you buy your tickets, and you'll see the banner down there up on the back wall, and that's where we'll be, right straight down the first aisle. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. It's amazing as to how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, I have a theory about this, and I believe it's because of the way that Moss operates. Number one, you get Moss Care with all the vehicles that you buy, whatever it is. Gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And, of course, you can't beat the selection of Moss with the new and the pre-owned vehicles they have. Clean trade-ins are still giving you a great advantage, and you can upgrade your ride now and get more for your car than you think. And, by the way, the big thing here, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all military veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal given to them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are currently in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-spanking-new, state-of-the-art, simply gorgeous Moss Nissan in Brooksville. I'm telling you, I've been in a lot of car dealers, a lot of places. This is the absolute fanciest and best one I've ever seen. And you want to talk about saving your money? You pull in there and you drive over their machine that they got right there in the doorway, which you will. It'll tell you what your tire pressure is, number one. It'll tell you whether or not you need brakes, number two. It'll tell you whether or not your car is in alignment or not, number three. And that can save you a lot of money by knowing about it before you get to the point where it has to happen. Because then you can make the arrangements to do what you need to do. And I'm telling you, go to the website, Moss Nissan, that's M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. That will open another door for you. Because Moss Nissan, their policy, whatever it takes to be the best in the United States. And they mean just that. They're striving to be the best. Their mechanics, second to nobody. Second to nobody. Now, before I get to the caller here, furious leftists are gunning for the Trump-appointed head of the World Bank, David Malpass, after he refused to immediately recite the left elite orthodoxy on climate change. Now, David Malpass, a prominent conservative economist, was asked at a conference in New York, sponsored by the New York Times, whether or not he agrees that the man-made burning of fossil fuels is rapidly and dangerously warming the planet. Mr. Malpass said, and I quote, "I don't even know. I'm not a scientist, and that's not a question for me to answer." Well, he's right. So instead, because he just didn't jump on it and give an answer, even if it was wrong, for the leftists, well, now he's a bad guy. Now they want to get rid of him. Now they want to get rid of him. Makes no sense. He's doing a hell of a job. Doing a hell of a job. Because the World Bank was one of those that was in big, big, big trouble before he got there. And he's been able to straighten things around. And that's all good. That's all good. Now, one other little thing here. How would you like to be leading Joe Biden around? How would you like to be the person that's responsible for keeping him on cue? There was none of that yesterday to be done. And his people were trying to do just that at the Democratic National Committee event. Didn't happen. Things went way off the rail in a very weird and inappropriate way after our president singled out a woman in the crowd and asserted that, and I quote, "We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. What the hell is that all about? That doesn't even sound right. Jeez, I'm telling you. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to it, because we got somebody wants to do it to it like Sonny Pruitt right here on the telephone line. So we're going to break down this, get it started, And away we go. Have at it. Coming up.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Live from Tampa, beamed into Mar-a-Lago. Let's get down to business. Donald, anytime you have a rally, okay, you should pay this AM radio network whatever it takes so it could be beamed around the world so everyone can hear if they're not there in North Carolina or wherever you're at. That's number one. Number two, when you're at a rally and you bring people up from the audience and they get 30 seconds to say why you're the greatest, okay? That's the other great thing about a rally, okay, that of one of your rallies. Women, men, doesn't matter who, everyone's got the same beat. Okay, you're the greatest president that ever happened for African Americans, for Spanish, for Latinos, for the American people. You cared about the American people, unlike these crooks. They don't give a damn about you. They want their. That's what's so stupid about a Democrat. You'll vote for a Democrat. They want your vote, but they crap all over you. That's like being in a relationship with a hot chick that's no good. Yeah, that's how stupid you are to vote for a Democrat anywhere in the world, especially New York. What a disgrace all across the country. Let me take about football here. Tim Tebow's resume is 10 times better than the quarterbacks that's starting at your team. Don't tell me Mitch Trubisky for the Steelers won a playoff game. Mitch Trubisky got to come back the next and get 16 games. Tebow didn't get that as a first-round draft pick, Heisman Trophy winner. I'm not mad at Jerry. You starting Cooper Rush tomorrow? No one wants Monday night against the Giants. No one wants to see Cooper Rush. The Cowboys star had electricity on it, and Tebow should be starting not over Chase Daniel in San Diego and some of the other clowns. You haven't won in 50 years, 10 years. You haven't won a Super Bowl ever. Your team sucks. Your owner sucks. No one wants to see him. If you vote for a Democrat, you're a disgrace. I want to leave on a high note, but I have to say this. I want that cop that got hit in a hit and run. I want their family taken care of. That was a hit by the left. If you don't understand anything about politics, they'll kill their mother if they have to stay in power. If you understand that, let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
And what Todd is talking about is the deputy sheriff that got run over by a heavy piece of equipment. It was actually a Trojan, had a forklift up on the front of it. And the person that was operating it was an illegal alien, number one. Number two, he did not have the proper training or certification to operate the equipment. And number three, he parked the vehicle about a quarter mile away, jumped out and gave his buddy his vest and his helmet and all that stuff and got him involved in it. And then they lied about where he'd went. And what he'd done is he ran into the woods in the vicinity where I live, and had hidden there for about 3 hours before they discovered him with dogs, and they hunted him down like the animal that he was. Anybody that would do something like that, illegal or not, is no more than an animal. This was a family man. And he certainly didn't go to work that day thinking that he was going to get run over by a piece of heavy equipment. Boy, oh boy. I mean, the area is just in shock over this one. As we should be. We should remember our great law enforcement officers, our first responders that take care of us. All right, folks, I'll be down in Sarasota this afternoon, the gun show. This morning I'll be over at the Civic Center in Bradenton for a breakfast. I'll see you all down there. Have a good day. God bless America.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.